Well, we commenced with the tafsir of Surah Al-Mu'minun towards the end of last year. That's the 18th juz of the Quran al-Kareem. We concluded or completed one ruku, and then we stopped for the holiday. So I'll just recap the last two verses of the first ruku of Surah Al-Mu'minun, the first ruku of the 18th juz of the Quran al-Kareem, before we move on to the second ruku. It's verses 21 and 22. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً. In the cattle there is for you a point of reflection. نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهَا. We give you to drink of that which is in their bellies. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَنَافِعُ كَثِيرَةُ وَمِنْهَا تَأْكُلُونَ. You derive many other benefits from them, and some of them you eat. وَعَلَيْهَا. On them. وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ. And on ships you are carried. تُحْمَلُونَ. So, Allah was speaking about animals after previously speaking about plants, and prior to that Allah spoke about how humans are created within the belly of their mothers. But at the end, in verse 22, Allah talks about ships. وَعَلَيْهَا وَعَلَى الْفُلْكِ. And on ships, تُحْمَلُونَ, you are carried. Now, we know the most famous ship was the ship of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, the Ark of Noah, and the floods and the deluge of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah now, in the beginning of the next ruku, ruku number 2, brings the story of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, and after that, the stories of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam come. The scholars say perhaps the link here is Allah is saying that we explain to you how we take care of your body, you know, how we created you, the embryonic development in the belly of your mother, how we provided nourishment for you, how we make the animals subservient to you. Now we're explaining to you how we provided for you your spiritual nourishment. That's your physical nourishment. Now it's your spiritual nourishment. And that is via the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam that was sent to remind man of the purpose of their creation and the essential nature of belief in the oneness of Allah. So starting with ruku number 2, verse 23, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ فَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. We sent Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to his people. He said to them, O people, worship Allah, for you have no God but Him. Do you not fear? Meaning, do you not fear the consequences of worshipping anyone besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? فَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِ. The leaders who were unbelievers from among his people replied, مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتَفَضَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ. What is he but a human like you? He wants to be superior to you. Meaning that he's making this claim just because he wants prominence. He's making this claim because he wants to stand out. He's making this claim because he wants leadership. Otherwise, what's the difference between him and you? He's just a normal human like you and I. That's what leaders do. They defame. They try to delegitimize. They try to demonize someone who's making a legitimate call just because they fear that their own leadership would be compromised. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَأَنزَلَ مَلَائِكَ. If Allah had willed, He would have sent angels. So they're saying, why did Allah send a human? He's lying. Can't be. What's different between you and him? What's so special about him? He just wants to stand out. He wants to call the shots. He wants to be in charge and take control. If Allah really wanted to send a prophet, it would have been an angel. Why a human like us? We know that has been answered elsewhere, because you need an example that you can follow. Angels don't eat, they don't drink, they don't sleep, they don't have families, they don't have spouses. مَا سَمِعْنَا بِهَذَا فِي أَبَائِنَا الْأَوَّلِينَ. We have never heard of this among our ancient forefathers. That's the first time it's coming with something strange, something very different. He wants to be superior. That's why he's innovated all of these fabrications. We've never heard something like this from our forefathers. How come we're hearing about this for the first time? So either it's that he knows exactly what he's doing, but he wants prominence. He's got an agenda. In huwa illa rajulun bihi jinna. Or he is nothing but a human who is possessed. Maybe he's just been affected by jinn, jadu. And that's why he's saying all of these things. فَتَرَبَّصُوا بِهِ حَتَّى حِينَ. So keep an eye on him for a while. Meaning, maybe after a while, the effects of the jadu will diminish and he will stop making these claims. So, Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam preached to his people under such circumstances for 950 years. وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا نُوحًا إِلَىٰ قَوْمِ فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا 50 عَامًا. Allah says in Surah Ankabut. And after 950 years, hell, we can't even remain the course for 950 hours or minutes. Yeah, 950 years. Of course, the lifespan of people in those days was much longer. He now makes dua to Allah. قَالَ رَبِّنْ سُرْنِي بِمَا كَذَّبُونَ He said, O my sustainer, help me for they have belied me. O my sustainer, help me for they have belied me. They are making me a liar. So that is what Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to Allah in his dua. And then Allah responded to his supplication. And we will discuss that response, inshallah, in the days to come.